You're tuned to Jazz Oasis, and this is Blue Mitchell.
Thank you. Thank you.
There's Hank Mobley with the title track to a package called Roll Call on the Blue Note label. It rounds out our opening set. Let's go to the top. We'll work our way through them in the order in which they were heard. We started out with Blue Mitchell. And again, here's the title track from a package called Blue Soul on the Riverside label. Blue Soul was the name of the tune. The band lined up with Blue Mitchell on trumpet, Wynton Kelly piano, Sam Jones bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums. Then we listened to Bill Evans from February 1961, a tune called I Wish I Knew. This was sort of weird because with my limited listening experience, I was not familiar with the tune. And from the rendition that I played here by Bill Evans, as much as I love it, it was so fragmented, he was such the minimalist, that I couldn't really tell what the tune was. So I had to go on YouTube and I found a version by a white big band with a vocalist that let me know what the melody was. And I guess when I played this, then I could recognize exactly what the melody was originally. You had Bill Evans there on piano, Scott LaFaro bass, Paul Modian on the drums. Again, from February 1961, a package called Explorations on the Riverside label. That's Bill Evans. And we followed with Two Sides by Hank Mobley. Well, with Hank Mobley. The first one was actually under Max Roach name. It was the Max Roach Quartet with Hank Mobley on tenor. I'm a Fool to Want You from April of 1953. With Hank on tenor, Walter Davis Jr. piano, Franklin Skeet on bass, Max Roach on the drums. This was originally on the Debut label, which was owned and operated by Charles Mingus. And we wrapped it up with Hank under his own name. Again, the title track, Roll Call, on a package called Roll Call, Blue Note label. Hank Mobley on tenor, Freddie Hubbard trumpet, Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, Art Blakey on the drums, from November of 1960. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. Our program is a showcase for the music they call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Our time range goes from about 1944 to about 1964. While I was putting together the playlist for this week's program, I went out to get the mail, and surprise, this CD was in the mailbox. It's Sonny Stitt on the Roost label. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sonny Stitt and three sides from a package called Sonny Stitt Plays on the Roost label originally. We had all three of these are from the same session, and they all took place December 1955. We had There Will Never Be Another You, then The Nearness of You, and a tune he called Afterwards, which was sort of up-tempo. Sonny Stitt on alto, Hank Jones piano, Freddie Green on guitar, Wendell Marshall on bass, Shadow Wilson on the drums. Right here on Jazz Oasis, Chet Baker leads off our final set for this week with a rendition of There Will Never Be Another You. And I was having a tough time finding this listed in the discography. It actually comes off the package Chet Baker Sings on the Pacific Jazz label from, I believe, February 1954. But on this particular track, what they did with it was they dumped the vocal and they dubbed in Jimmy Giuffre on clarinet, which is okay with me. I'll trade a Chet Baker vocal for Jimmy Giuffre anytime. Thank you.
branches speak to me of love. Pale moon is casting shadows from above. Poinciana, somehow I feel the jungle heat within me. There grows a rhythmic savage beat. Love is everywhere. Its magic perfume fills the air. To and fro you sway my heart in time. I've learned to care. Poinciana, from now until the dawning day, I'll learn to love forever, come what may. Love is everywhere. Its magic perfume fills the air. To and fro you sway my heart in time. I've learned to care, Poinciana. From now until the dawning day, I'll learn to love forever, come what may. Poinciana,
Jerry Mulligan from back in July of 1960, the concert jazz band there. It's a 13-piece band that included Conti Condoli, Bob Brookmeyer, Gene Quill, Zoot Sims, and Mel Lewis among the players. What they covered was Django's Castle. It was on the Verve label. It wrapped up our set. Let's go to the top. We'll work our way through them in the order that we heard them. We started out with Chet Baker, and it was originally a vocal version of There Will Never Be Another You. What they decided to do was dump the vocal on this particular take and substitute Jimmy Giuffre on clarinet. February 1954, Chet Baker on the Pacific Jazz label. Then we listened to Art Tatum going back to December 1944, Where or When? Piano solo on the Ash label. We also listened to Duke Jordan on piano, Just One of Those Things, from January 1954, recorded for the French Swing label. Duke Jordan piano, Gene Ramey bass, and Lee Abrams on the drums. Then we listened to Frank Sinatra going back to October of 1946. This was one of the pop recordings that he did for the Columbia label, his rendition of Poinciana, and that brought us around to Jerry Mulligan and Django's Castle. I hope you've enjoyed it this week. It's Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. We're here each week at the same time. We hope you'll join us next week. To take us on out, we'll call on Howard McGee. He calls this The Last Word. Ba ba do 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 ba do